good to beat KU, you know, so, you know, it's really going to make your point.
Alex, what's it feel like to eclipse that 1,000-yard mark, personally?
I mean, it feels really good, honestly. You know, it's really an honor to be one of the few running backs in Kent State to do that. And, you know, I couldn't do this without my O-line and everybody up front, so I'm really proud of them for what they do.
The rushing game as a whole in the first half kind of struggled to get going, exploded in the second half for a lot more yards, a lot more production. Mm-hmm. Was that just a bit of a second-half inspirational thing? What went on there?
I mean, it, you know, it's been the same thing week in and week out. You know, we were a little predictable the first half, and they knew what we were going to do, and they were able to shut us down. Second half, we came with some adjustments, and we were able to kind of find some holes and get open.
Your fourth down play, you got where you hurdled the guy. Just you had to get the yardage at the time. What was your mindset on that play?
Yeah. Initially, there was a lot of movement up front, and so I just kind of bounced it outside. And I wasn't 100% sure where the first down yard marker was, and I felt people pursuing from the back. So I just kind of, you know, I just like sacrificed everything, just kind of went up and got what I could.
Do you feel like in the second half you guys got back to your power running identity, you know, like you had in the second half against Oklahoma State that you had against Texas?
Yeah, I'd say that, you know. We've definitely shown to be a second-half football team, which obviously hasn't been a good thing for us this year since we're, 4-6 now. But, yeah, we did have an identity more in the second half, and we just got to figure out how to do that both halves. And, you know, we could be pretty good.
Alex, I'm not sure if they already asked, you ever had a hurdle end like that? A hurdle attempt, maybe?
No, I haven't had one end like that, no.
So you got the better ends?
I don't know. It's, we both kind of felt it there at the end, so, you know, Mike's a really good defensive back for KU, really good competitor. You know, I've enjoyed playing against him these last 3 years. Great guy on the field, too, so, you know, really enjoyed going against him these last couple years.
Can you describe Delton's 21-yard run you had? I mean, I think that's something that's always in the back of your
mind. Yeah, you know, that was one of those adjustments that we came in from halftime. We had that schemed up pretty well. We had numbers, you know, I was able to pick that guy up, the safety. Then, you know, there'd be nobody home for Delton. And it was executed really well. Dalton pulled, and he was able to get his guy. I just had to get my guy, and Delton's off and ends on untouched.
What did that mean, that long time, being in state? What did that mean? What did winning today mean to you, being in state and everything that goes with it?
I mean, you know, being from Kansas, you always want to beat KU. Where I'm from, everybody's big KU fans. You know, Southeast Kansas is a really Jayhawk territory, pretty much. So, getting to go home, you know, I didn't want to hear them talking about all this stuff, you know, should have went to KU, all that sort of stuff. And I'm glad to, you know, be able to shut them up for that year.
Go through that launch on that fourth down play where you jumped up in the air. What was your thought process right before there?
Well, there was a little bit of penetration. I wasn't sure exactly where the first down marker was. And so I bounced it outside. You know, it was a little congested inside, so I bounced it. And you know, I just kind of sold out. You know, I felt some people pursuing from the inside. People were pursuing from the inside, and I was just able to, you know, sacrifice and get what I could.